Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although they make up half of the general population, women remain significantly underrepresented in academic research positions. Kate O'Brien, lecturer in environmental systems modeling at the University of Queensland, explains why gender parity continues to be so elusive.
The number of women studying science and engineering at university has increased substantially over the past few decades. However, women leave these professions at a faster rate than men and perform worse than men in research, according to most measures. Research is a competitive environment where success breeds success. Track record is required to attract funding, students, and collaborators, which in turn generate further output. Research output is expected to increase rapidly after graduation, and a minimum output is needed to survive. This is similar to population dynamics in ecology, where growth rate increases with population size and declines if the population falls too low for reproduction or if the carrying capacity is exceeded. Using this analogy, we modified a common ecological model of population dynamics to investigate how working part-time and taking career breaks affects a research career. Working part-time has a non-linear impact on research output, according to the model results. This means that the output of a half-time researcher may be less than half that of their full-time colleagues. More importantly, if an individual's research output falls below a critical threshold, it will decline further still due to difficulties in attracting resources. The competing timescales of female fertility and research career development mean that many women face career interruptions before achieving a sustainable track record in research. However, research performance metrics do not account for this and penalise those who follow a non-typical career path. In contrast, teaching is assessed based on current, rather than accumulated historical, performance. Thus, women who have children before establishing their research career can be driven from research to teaching roles in order to work part-time or take career breaks to care for their families.
That was Kate O'Brien of the University of Queensland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.